Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
Welcome inside Studio J, supported by Come Here NC and the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. Let's see who's here. You own 5 studio albums so far, right?
Yeah.
We've got nominated for 5 Juno Awards, 3 Canadian Country Music Awards.
Wow, you know a lot about all my failures.
I've been doing some... Well, those aren't failures. Come on. It's Kathleen Edwards, everybody. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. Hi. Thanks for having me.
I forgot to mention coffee shop owner or former coffee shop owner.
This was my coffee shop, Quitter's Coffee.
Yeah.
It was the only clean t-shirt. I'm not like a brand ambassador. But I did sell it.
You did?
Yeah. That's why I can actually be here today.
Back on the road.
Yeah.
Take us back to that decision. Did you want to do the coffee shop thing before you decided to take a break from music, or was it a result of taking the break?
Well, my first job out of high school was at a coffee shop, and I loved it. Like, it was one of my favorite jobs. I always had a very nostalgic feeling for it. It also taught me a lot about work ethic.
Yeah.
But it was also a place where I ended up meeting some of these people in my local arts community that ended up being part of my, some of my mentors, some of my future bandmates. Literally on the other side of the counter. So then I toured the world, and where do you go every day when you're in a different city? What's the one thing you're always looking for?
Yeah,
a coffee.
Yeah.
And so when I decided to move home and quit music and or just, come out of a real burnout period, coffee shop felt always like the natural sort of, I've always thought I would maybe do something like this. So I did.
Did you start it right away? Or was there a period of time of sort of settling into this new life of not being on the road and then going, I need to do something?
It probably seemed like a long period of time, but it was actually only about 6 months between the time I moved home and the time I was like, I think I'm going to open a coffee shop. So, and it was so good because it was a lot to take on. I didn't realize it at the time, but I really kind of took on something pretty substantial, and it was just a really great break and or just sort of a huge pivot from going away every 2 days or 5 days, or I was having a bag packed, or I was having not being able to make plans anywhere because your life was like on the move. You never knew when the phone would ring and be like, this is happening, booked your flight.
It must have been a tough decision to make because you've had so much success. And then at some point you just said, I need to stop. Do you remember the moment when you had that thought, well, like, I think I need to hit pause?
Yeah.
Were you on tour? Were you out?
I was, it was about a 3-4 month period where I really realized that, I was clinically depressed, and I was probably clinically depressed for a year or two leading up to the actual, like, I do not want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And then I got, I saw a great doctor, and I got medicated, and I felt enormously better. And it just gave me the reprieve from that sensation that I could actually think sort of rationally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I was playing shows and like sobbing before going on. And I was finishing shows and feeling terrible about myself during a time when really, when I look back, I was like, oh, I was selling a lot of tickets.
Right.
And my music was actually really good and sort of landing with people. Like, people liked what I did, and I just didn't like me. And when you have to get up in front of people and sort of be vulnerable every night, you're just constantly chipping away at something that is not filling itself back up.
Did you think you'd come back to music?
When I stopped, no. It's an easy thing to say that time heals all wounds. It heals a lot of wounds, and it gives you a lot of time to gain some perspective And I think, you know, I still played the odd show here and there, but I think music stopped being this pursuit that was from a thing that I just couldn't help but do. Mm-hmm. And then it became a job. And then it became a job that I felt like I couldn't quit. And I felt like I would disappoint all these people who had also dedicated a lot of time and energy to me and to my pursuit. So right. There was that extra pressure to stay in it.
Well, I'm proud of you for making that choice.
Thanks.
I think that was hard to do.
I'm proud of me too.
Yeah.
I think it's, when we go to school when we're little and, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? No one says, you know, pick many things because you might not be able to decide on one and it's always okay to stop something and try something new. Like the world does not end if you fail or if you change your mind about something. And anything, even failures, are learned experiences.
Sure. What did you learn about making music while you weren't making music?
Good question.
Thanks.
Yeah, try. Wow. That's really good. I learned, one thing I remember thinking was, you know, working in the coffee shop every day, you'd finish, you'd mop the floors, you put the chairs up, the lights would be down low at the end of the day, and you just put on music while you're closing. And I learned to listen to music again as a listener, not as a person who made it and was always thinking, like, how did they get that reverb sound? Who's playing guitar on that track? What's this band and where are they from? Wonder what they're doing. Like, I just was able to enjoy listening to music again.
Which probably brought you back to wanting to make music again.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads to 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And you put out your new album, and there's a pandemic.
Yes. It was really a brilliant strategy on my part. I really like to set myself up to fail. It was, obviously, there were so many people who had plans.
Yeah.
And there were lots of disappointments for people. And I spent about 2 years working on that record. And in about March or April, you know, when things looked serious, and they looked serious for, you know, probably, we could probably see that there'd be somewhere like a couple months.
Because was the album out, like, prior to the lockdown?
No.
Okay.
It came out in August. But, you know, in the record business, you would have decided on a release date about 6 months previous. Yeah. So there came a point where we had the discussion of, like, are we going to do this? And my feeling, of course, artists want their music to, like, you press stop on the record button, you're like, I want to put it out. So I was like, look, maybe it's good just to put it out anyway because people aren't going anywhere. Let's do this let's do this because it feels right, because regardless of what the possible outcome is on the marketing strategy of where we can and cannot go, surely people will be happy to have new music to listen to while they, you know, stay where they are.
Yeah.
But it in a practical sense, it was a terrible year to put out a record.
Tough.
Yeah, I mean,
you couldn't tour on it. Yeah,
I couldn't come
so
here.
The tour you're on now, you're playing a lot of those records or those songs now, I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have new stuff too? Are you trying things out? Because it's been a hot minute since you put that album together.
Yeah, I know. I'm really desperate and excited to write a new record or new songs that will become a new record. I think what's challenging is, like, during the pandemic, I had spent 2 years working on an album. I finished an album. It was a huge, you know, it's a big undertaking. And I felt really proud of the work. But then I had to immediately go and run my coffee shop for a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
And navigate, you know, Canada had some pretty significant lockdown measures, closing the shop outright for a period of time, opening, hiring, firing people, navigating a nervous customer, you know. So I was on site there. So it really did not have the time to think about new music. And I had just made a body of work that I felt really proud about and didn't want to kind of move on from.
Yeah.
So I'm just at the point now where I'm really excited to write again.
You're at Cat's Cradle tonight in Chapel Hill, and then a couple other dates with yourself. And then you're on tour with Jason Isbell. through Canada, right?
Yeah, we're doing a week in Western Canada.
That'll be fun.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. I'm going on a cruise out of Miami for a week, and then I immediately go to Calgary, Alberta for the first week of March. So I pack a parka and a bikini. It's an
Yeah, because it's going to be cold up there.
Yeah.
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 So. Well, Kathleen, thank you very much for coming by to Studio J. I appreciate it. It's great to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for supporting me and having me in.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.